Let's get right to it. Let's start with the newsmaker. U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, been a busy 24 hours. I believe you're on hand for the signing of this infrastructure bill, and I know you're going to be with the president today in Woodstock. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jack. Yeah, and yesterday was a good day for the country.
What specifically, you know, bridges and other, I've heard broadband for the North Country, but one thing is what I'd like to glean from you is, what do you think the impact? Is it going to be gradual in New Hampshire? Is it going to be felt in the first 6 months? Is it a multi-year feeling? Is it many projects? I know there's staffing shortages in industry, but a lot of people are trying to get their heads around, what does this mean for me?
Yeah, I completely understand. And I'll just start by saying, yes, this is about roads and bridges and those red line bridges that we have lots of in New Hampshire. Really, really important, not only, you know, to make people's commutes shorter, but it really cuts down on wear and tear on your car, among other things. And the high-speed internet, it's not just for the North Country. This is high-speed internet throughout the state, and not only about the actual technology getting to people, but also lowering the cost of it for people. And there's also a lot of provisions in here that deal with clean drinking water and climate change. You know about our coastal communities and what climate change has been like there. And so there's funding I helped negotiate there to really help our communities adjust to that and deal with it and be ready for it. So in terms of timing, it depends a little bit on what the source of funding is. And I think, you know, our job right now in Congress, now that we've passed it, is to really focus on getting it out the door quickly. And making sure that it's being spent effectively and well. And you saw the president appoint somebody to oversee this from outside his administration. A little bit to be determined in terms of timing, but we're going to push to get it out as fast as we can.
Senator Hassan, a lot of families listening are concerned about inflation, as you well know, filling up your vehicle.
Yeah.
Home heating oil, I know there's some assistance up to $1,700 for, you know, in terms of home heating, but a lot of people are already cringing. Groceries, it's already here. We know inflationary pressures are real. Is there anything in this infrastructure bill that over time could kind of be a relief on any of those aspects, or is it totally, not really going to have an impact either way?
Yeah, no. So first of all, we know inflation is real and people are feeling it, and different conversation I can tell you about some of the things we're doing to try to address that, including getting more heating assistance up to New Hampshire quickly, among other things. But, yeah, you know, economists, you heard Senator Portman, one of the lead negotiators on the Republican side last night, talk about the anti-inflationary pressures in this infrastructure bill. It really makes it easier for commerce to happen faster. And that, along with some other provisions that we passed in the Senate last spring and are in the House right now, and we hope we will have action on in the very near future, really looks at making sure that we can reopen our manufacturing here at home and invest in research and development here at home. But I will say, last thing on inflation, we need to increase our vaccination rate and get to the other side of this pandemic, because some of the supply chain issues we're seeing, this is a real mismatch with demand and supply, right? Some of that is caused by the pandemic. So that's another reason for folks to get vaccinated if they haven't.
Let me just move on, because I know the president, I believe it will be midday is what I'm hearing up in Woodstock. They're getting ready for like a noon. I imagine you'll be up there. Is it a midday event?
Yes, somewhere around midday, I think. And I will be traveling shortly, so should be up there and really looking forward to it.
Real quickly, and I appreciate the time, because Senator Shaheen's on deck, your colleague. You know, the president knows New Hampshire well. You know that. He has friends up here. He's run before. Did not fare terribly well in the first in the nation presidential primary, finishing fifth, but turned it around in South Carolina. But he comes to a state. That's a barometer state, your state. You know that. First in the nation primary, where midterms next year. But he's coming to a state, as Neil Levesque, St. Anselm College yesterday, Institute of Politics, said, where 68% of their most recent poll feel the country's not headed in the right direction. Why do you think that is? Why do so many people sort of feel, this was a few weeks ago, and maybe the infrastructure bill will change some minds. Why do you think people feel, at least when it comes to the national stuff, that we're not headed in the right direction?
Look, I think we have been through a really difficult time as a country. The pandemic, a lot of division and polarization in the country. And a real frustration. We know that there are things we need to address, like the things we're addressing in this infrastructure bill, and everything seemed so stuck. And I think it's just really important that we continue to come together and talk with each other, listen to each other, and remember that it is possible as Americans to identify what we have in common. Granite Staters do it all the time. Americans work together all the time in their communities and their businesses. And so we have to get back to that, and I think that's what the president's trying to get us to focus on. But it's what we do really well in the Granite State, and it's one of the reasons I'm glad he's going to come, because we can really focus on how we come together, reach across party lines, and get things done and move forward. We need to get to the other side of this pandemic. We need to reinvest in our country and in each other, and we need to make sure that we will be ready to outcompete any other country on the face of this earth in the 21st century. And this bipartisan infrastructure bill is a really good first step towards that.
Senator Hassan, I appreciate it. Safe passage today to Woodstock, joining us live this morning ahead of President Biden's trip to New Hampshire today, touting the infrastructure bill. Thank you for joining us, GMI Studios. Thank you, Senator.
Take care. Be safe.